Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to May 1st of 1973. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates are at Candlestick to take on the Giants. Charlie Fox is the manager of the Giants in those days. And the pitching matchup that day is a good right-hander, Bob Moose, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Ron Bryant, remember him? He had the teddy bear they used to take on the road with him. Ended up that season 24-12 with a .353 earned run average. But he gets the start here on May 1st, 73. The Giants are 18-6 at the time, 7,972 at Candlestick, and I'm sure a cool night. And it's the Giants and the Pirates. And who knew what was to come?
Nobody could know, Marty, about this one. It truly was one of the great games in Giants history. It was a lesson, I think, also for anybody interested in baseball. You just never know what's going to happen, as we would see as this game unfolded. It was just a lesson in endless possibilities of the game of baseball.
All right, let's take a look at the lineups here before we get into the beginning of the game. Bobby Bonds, Tito Fuentes, Chris Spire, the great Willie McCovey, Ed Goodson, Gary Thomason, Gary Matthews, and Dave Rader, and of course Ron Bryant on the hill. For the Pirates, it's a big lineup. This was still a very good Pirate team. Dave Cash, Al Oliver, Manny Sanguian, Willie Stargell, Bob Robertson, Richie Hebner, Rennie Stennett, who would be a Giant later on in his career, Milt May, and Bob Moose on the mound. All right, let's get this one going. The Pirates score three in the first off Ron Bryant, add another one in the third, and go up 4-0. Well, the Giants finally get it going in the bottom of the fifth for a home run by Gary Thomason, and that makes the score 4-1.
Gary Thomason was a first baseman outfielder. Giants had a lot of hope for him. He was kind of maybe among the last crop of really promising outfielders they called up, you know, in the Jack Clark, just before Chili Davis, I suppose. But, you know, that ilk, you know, had a sweet looking left-handed swing. I guess maybe there just wasn't enough contact. But he had some power, and on this night, he was able to clear the fence.
All right, so now it's 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Now, the Giants don't score. Ron Bryant's gone. After six innings, six hits, four runs, a couple earned, two walks, and four strikeouts. And we go to the seventh, and look who's pitching for the Giants. Sudden, Sam McDowell. And, of course, you mention that name, and you think of the trade. Frank Duffy and Gaylord Perry involved in that one. Sudden, Sam McDowell ends up coming to the Giants. It never worked out. He gives up a couple of runs, one in the seventh, one in the eighth. And then Sosa comes in, Ilias Sosa comes in on the ninth, and he gives up a run. So it's now 7-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And I'm sure the 7,972 are probably thinking about heading to the exits at Candlestick Park.
I know this. I'm sure a lot of them were thinking about that, Marty, and a lot of them certainly did. And being a baseball writer, I'm sure many of my counterparts, predecessors, just about had their stories written and ready to file. Or maybe they already had filed.
That's funny. I hadn't thought about that. Absolutely. All right, but here come the Giants in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Now, this is a Giant team that's going to end the season 88-74. They're going to be 11 back of the Cincinnati Reds. But on this night, it's the bottom of the ninth, and here come the San Francisco Giants. Bobby Bonds draws a walk. Tito Fuentes forces Bonds at second base. Chris Spire forces Fuentes at second base. Now, there's two out, nobody on. This is the bottom of the ninth inning, and this brings up Willie McCovey.
You know, trailing 7-1 with two outs, one batter on, you know, what could Willie Mack do? He can't hit a six-run homer, as remarkable a man as he was. But fast forward to manager Bruce Bochy of the current Giants, always likes to say, keep the line moving, keep things going. And Roger Angel famously wrote, keep the rally going, and you have a chance. That's what the Giants did on this remarkable evening.
All right, and Chris is exactly right. McCovey draws a walk. Now it's first and second. Ed Goodson draws a walk. Now they're loaded. All right, now this brings up light-hitting Chris Arnold, little infielder, and he deposits one over the left field wall at Candlestick, and all of a sudden it's a grand slam, and the Giants are trailing 7-5. Ramon Hernandez, a left-hander, is in there. Gary Matthews gets a double. Dave Rader draws a walk. Now it's the tying runs are on base, and Jimmy Howarth comes up, and he draws a walk. Now, Bill Verdon's the manager of the Pirates, and he's going crazy at this point. He gets thrown out of the game because, obviously, with all these walks, they're close calls, and Verdon has had enough. He gets thrown out of the game. The bases are loaded. He brings in a very good relief pitcher, Dave Justy, formerly of Houston, and he had the palm ball. That was his pitch, and he's got to face Bobby Bonds with the bases loaded, two out, the bottom of the ninth, and the Giants have a 7-5 deficit.
This inning had featured a lot of several crazy things. Chris Arnold was batting for Thomason. He was batting for a guy who had hit a home run, who had supplied the Giants' only run to that point. Charlie Fox was pressing all kinds of buttons and shifting all kinds of levers, trying to keep, as we talked about before, trying to keep the game alive. With Bobby Bonds coming up, there's this one thing. He had, as a fine columnist from ESPN pointed out, Bobby Bonds had a year this season when he had multiple game-winning hits that overcame serious deficits on behalf of the Giants. And so facing Dave Justy, he had quite a challenge to lengthen that list.
Well, he did, in fact, hit a base-clearing double.
Swung on, blew to the left center field, and deep for a base hit. Two runs score. Dodger knocks the ball down. Howard's been running third, heading for the plate. Here comes the throw to the plate. Howard scores. The Giants win it. The Giants win it 8-7.
Matthews scores, Rader scores, Howarth scores, they all score, as we hear the Giant broadcasters talk about it in games today. But Bobby Bonds clears the bases, they all score, and the Giants win the game incredibly with seven runs after two out and a runner on first in the bottom of the ninth inning at Candlestick Park. So the Giants win the game. They go on to lose the next two in the series to Pittsburgh, 2-1 and 14-5. The Pirates end that season 80-82, two games back of the Mets. And, Chris, that's the year that the Mets knocked the Reds out of the National League pennant and went on to play the A's in the World Series in 1973.
So that just shows right there, Marty, what a crazy year, intriguing year in baseball, and what a crazy, intriguing game. Lon Simmons' call of that inning survives. It can be found in a lot of places, and if I remember correctly, one of his remarks was, what a comeback this one was, and what a story this will be. You know, Lon was great for not getting carried away, but, you know, he could get swept up in the enthusiasm and kind of regenerate that enthusiasm, you know, himself. It was pretty exciting to listen to that call. It gives you goosebumps.
What a great moment in Giants baseball history. All right, the Giants 7 in the bottom of the ninth. They win the game 8-7 over the Pirates on May 1st, 1973. That's another great game in Giants franchise history. This is Marty Lurie, Chris Haft. See you again next week with another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
KNBR 680.